And a bit more money on the way to Wales as well?
Yes, so this hasn't come from the charter document, but from a letter that the Director General, Tony Hall, has sent to the Welsh Assembly, to First Minister Karen Jones, as he still is at the minute, despite what we've just heard about what's going on down there. So Tony Hall has been in writing to the Welsh Assembly, but also to the administrations in Scotland and Northern Ireland, setting out that he wants to commit more money to English language programmes produced in those nations, but also that he wants to improve the portrayal of those nations on network television. So on network output, so output that's shown and broadcast on radio television across the UK, he wants there to be better representation of all of those communities of the UK, Wales specifically, but also Scotland, Northern Ireland as well. One sort of bullet that was dodged in all of this was S4C. We know that the BBC and S4C have a very close relationship, particularly since around 90% of S4C's funding comes from the BBC licence fee at the moment. The document, the white paper today, did make reference to the relationship and said that the relationship between S4C and the BBC should be maintained, but pushed a little bit into the long grass by referring to the fact that there will be a review, an independent review next year of S4C's remit, its funding and its governance. And that all of the sort of the tough decisions about the relationship between the BBC and S4C are being left for that review to really determine.